Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's an account from someone who delivered food to Brian Koberger's apartment that I keep coming back to. It's a routine delivery, ordinary day, door opens, brief exchange, door closes. They walk back to their car, and something was wrong. Nothing happened. I want to be clear about that because it matters. It's not some new breaking story. Nothing was said that crossed any line. No threat, no specific incident, no moment where had enough edges to describe to another person in a way that would mean anything. Just an interaction at an apartment door that this person reportedly described as one of the most unsettling experiences of their working life. They couldn't explain it. They just knew. You ever have that with somebody? You're just like, there's something really off here. Don't know what it is. Can't put my finger on it. They left. They thought about it more than they wanted to. They mentioned it to someone, and then it ended up there. Because that was where it could end, because nothing had happened, because you cannot file a report about a feeling. Because discomfort is not evidence, because all they had was something in their chest with no name and no edges and nowhere to go. That experience, feeling something completely real and having absolutely nowhere to take it, is what this whole episode is about. And I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section as we work through it on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. That delivery driver was not alone, not even a little. Four classmates in Pennsylvania who kept their distance without a specific reason. Graduate students at Washington State who described something about him that wasn't an incident. A quality, a texture. Something persistent in his presence that made them want to be somewhere else without being able to say exactly where that impulse was coming from. Students who sat in his TA sessions and felt uneasy without a single specific thing to point to. Coworkers across different years and different states who found reasons to stay on the other side of wherever he was. People who drifted away from him without a conversation, without a confrontation, without anything they could show you. If you asked, multiple people, multiple years, multiple states. All of them carrying the same thing, all of them, with really nowhere to put it. I want to talk about what that thing actually is, because it gets dismissed constantly, especially when some people describe it. It's paranoia, anxiety, oversensitivity, imagination. Women especially get told they're imagining it, that they're being dramatic, that they need to give people the benefit of the doubt and stop making everyone uncomfortable with their discomfort. It is not imagination. Your body reads people before your brain does. That is not a spiritual statement or a metaphor or a way of speaking. That's biology. We developed this over hundreds of thousands of years because reading threat, the gap between what someone is showing you and what they actually are was a survival skill long before language existed to name it. Your nervous system picks up signals your conscious mind hasn't assembled yet and doesn't even have words for. The timing of that smile, that's slightly off. Eye contact with a quality of tracking instead of connecting. Emotional responses that arrive a beat late, like someone watching when everyone else does and then doing it. Laughter that lands at the wrong moment. Conversation that feels tilted in a direction you can't name. None of that is dramatic. None of it would hold up in any kind of formal setting. But your nervous system files every single piece of it, assembles a response, delivers it to you as a feeling in your chest before you have words for what you're reacting to. That is the feeling. The wrongness that shows up before the language does. It is real. It is documented. It is not something you invented. But here's where it gets complicated, and it has to get complicated because the complication is the whole point. The same system fires around people who are completely harmless. A woman who struggles with eye contact because eye contact is genuinely painful for her nervous system, the person whose social timing is slightly off in ways that read as wrong without being dangerous, the introvert who takes time to warm up and registers as cold until she does, the person who grew up in a house where easy, natural social exchange was never the norm, who is still quietly figuring out how it works, who is doing their absolute best. Your nervous system reads all of them the same way. It mistakes difference for danger. It mistakes awkwardness for threat. It fires, and it is imprecise. And both of those things are true at the same time. Which is exactly why the systems we've built require something more concrete than a feeling before they move. Let me walk you through what those systems can actually do, because I think a lot of people hear a case like this and assume something failed. Some mechanism that should have fired didn't. Some ball got dropped somewhere. And the reality is more uncomfortable than a dropped ball. A mandatory reporter, a teacher, a school counselor, a doctor is required to act when they have reasonable suspicion of a specific defined category of harm. A vague, uneasy feeling about a graduate student does not live in any of those categories. It can't. That's not a loophole. That's the law working exactly as it was written. A university threat assessment team can respond to a specific credible threat, a statement made, a written communication, a documented incident with enough detail to evaluate. People feeling uncomfortable around someone without a specific incident to report does not meet that threshold. There is nothing there to assess against any established criteria. HR can address documented policy violations. Making people uncomfortable without doing anything specifically wrong is not a policy violation. There is no box for it on any form that exists. A mental health provider working with a voluntary patient can take action around imminent specific intent to harm. Dark thoughts without a named target, without a stated plan, without expressed immediate intention, not actionable. The reason it works this way is because the alternative is being able to involuntarily commit someone based on another person's discomfort. That's not a world most of us want to live in. Law enforcement responds to crimes and credible threats. A feeling at an apartment door is neither. At entry level in every institution and every system Brian Koberger moved through during his life. Below the threshold. Not barely, structurally. And here's the part that's genuinely hard to say, given what happened in that house on November 13th of 2022. Given that Ethan Chapin, Zena Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez are not alive, given what their families are living with. The systems that didn't flag Brian Koberger are the same systems that protect you. Right now, today. The legal framework that says you cannot be investigated or monitored or flagged or have your life disrupted based on how you make someone feel, that framework exists because the alternative is a world where your paranoid neighbor can have you looked into, where your vindictive ex can have you assessed, where being socially awkward or intense or just difficult to read is enough to bring real institutional weight down on your life. The wall that Brian Koberger moved through freely is the wall protecting every person who is odd and interior and hard to read and never going to hurt anyone. That is not comfortable. It is not supposed to be comfortable. It is true. Now, I want to talk to two specific groups of people because they both need something different from this piece. The first group is carrying something they haven't been able to put down. You felt something around someone. Maybe you said something to a friend or a coworker and watched the conversation go nowhere. Maybe you kept it to yourself because you couldn't figure out how to explain it without sounding paranoid. Maybe you just quietly moved away and told yourself you were probably overreacting and then something happened. Maybe involving that person. Maybe not. Maybe just something in your life that brought it all back. And now you're living with the certainty that you knew, that you saw it, that you should have been done something when you had the chance. I need you to hear this as clearly as I can say it. You had a feeling, not a fact. And in the space between a feeling and a fact, there was no road to a different outcome. No call you could have made that would have been taken seriously. No system equipped to receive what you had and turn it into something that changed everything. What you had wasn't enough. Not because you failed to pay close enough attention. Not because you lacked the courage to speak up. But because what you had was never going to be sufficient for any mechanism that exists to do anything with it. You did not fail to stop something. You felt something true in a world that has no infrastructure for true feelings that haven't yet become facts. That guilt is not yours. It belongs to the gap. And you've been carrying it long enough. The second group works inside one of these systems. You're the teacher who wrote something down in a file and watched it go nowhere. The counselor who logged a concern that evaporated. The administrator who had a conversation about someone and watched it close without consequence. The mental health professional who sat across from someone, felt something alarming, and had nothing actionable really to do with it. The wall you hit is not evidence that you failed. It is the design. You can disagree with the design. There are serious, legitimate arguments for why it should be different. And those arguments deserve to be made in the right places by the right people. But walking away from the wall after doing what the system allowed you to do is not abandonment. It is the limit of what exists. And carrying it as a personal failing is carrying something that was never yours to carry. The people who felt something around Brian Koberger were not wrong. The feeling was real. It was telling them that something true about who they were in proximity to. And they had nothing. Not because of negligence, not because of cowardice, not because any individual failure on anyone's part that made it possible to do anything different with what they felt. That's an awful thing to sit with. It's not supposed to be comfortable to sit with. The question that actually matters here is not why somebody stopped him or why nobody stopped him. The question is what stopping him would have actually required. What kind of world would have to exist for a feeling to be enough? What would that world do with all the people who give other people that feeling and never do a single thing wrong? How many of them are out there? What would happen to them? What would happen to all of us? Because if you think for one second that you've not made someone uncomfortable in your life by doing nothing. Got another thing for you. How about if someone else being uncomfortable by your very existence because of their prism and their own feelings, their own traumas, somehow assign that onto you when you're just being quiet? What if that being quiet, being introverted, was actionable for someone who felt uncomfortable by that? What would happen to all those people? Because those are not hypothetical people. They exist right now. They're you, they're me. In offices, in schools, in apartment buildings, people who register as wrong in someone's nervous system and aren't. People who would be the first ones caught if the threshold dropped low enough to have caught Brian Koberger earlier. And nobody is asking that question honestly enough. The gap between what people can feel and what systems can act on is not new. It did not fail for the first time here. It has always existed. It exists right now today in 1,000 situations that will never make the news. And it will keep existing until we are willing to have the honest conversation about what closing it would actually cost. That conversation is long overdue. What does it look like? I don't know, but it starts here. With the people who felt something and had nowhere to take it, who were right and had nothing to do with being right, who are still carrying it. They were not wrong. They just couldn't do anything about being right. And there's a difference between those two things that matters enormously. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. You know, it's a big question right now. There's lawsuits flying around. Should the college have done something? Should they have done more? Could they have done more? Would it have affected any? I mean, everybody wants to find the villain. Or what could have prevented the villain? And in a free society, you're going to have villains. Otherwise, it's kind of part of the trade-off. Could we do better? Without a doubt. What does that look like, though? What does that look like? That's the question. You tell me in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue it there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so we don't miss each other and you don't miss any of our reporting. We do greatly appreciate your subscription. So do hit subscribe. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms
guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.